Malka.
Good morning, good evening. You are the first.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I said good morning and good evening.
Oh, good evening.
But I also said, was letting you know that you were the first, so.
Oh, okay.
Angela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatin, Zeruah, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutah Tzadik, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshechudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Modalit Yitkav Shem Bahen Taharen Rachamei Siddkatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Reish Tzaditav Kimo Chasin Kadosh Bero Tufa Nael Adata Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatriakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadiyatach. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral chesed ve'emet, Notze chesed la'alafin, Notze awon wa'fesha, V'chata'al v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Te, Bidhilu, Erki himu, 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 or himu. Le'asta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. V'yehuda shilim b'shem chol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar the month of Kislev. The energy of this verse is the same as becoming wise because it's the same as the energy of the year, because it starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. Ham sukan teruma etzlo yirkvav yivchar harashacham yivakeshlo v'hakim deselo yimots. And the fifth verse that we study starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet. It is chapter 41, verse 22 of the book of Job. Tach tav chadudei charesh yir pad charutz aleitit. The year 5778. As the energy of the wake-up call. It's also the letter of the, the year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. It's a tool to reduce our ego because our ego is what separates us from Hashem. The first verse of the two that connect to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar. Achoti utlabev le'ene shete levivot v'yevre mi'ada. The second verse comes from Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale pashai, ladonai ohe wahe, weata nasata. Ha'on chatati sela. The year 5777. Has the energy of the wake-up call, as well as the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai finam. When we take the first letters, we have Tzatz Ki Ach, that translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this year of the wake up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kin va Adonai. Yo hey wahe, Elohechem tadivaku, Kasher asitem et ad hayom hazeh. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters in this verse. The year 5776 is the name, has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses also that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lahashit et kol ha'olot v'yahaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe lalahe wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me hey 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 ata a breakaha. The second verse that connects to the pause is from Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bichu va Adonai yo he wa he ade ad ki bia yo he. Adonai Yohewahi Tzur Holami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy, which is swallowing death forever. The first of the three that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoi am. Asher yidchabe sham v'shatem elai el nachum v'halakti yidchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetsa yobed roav yomu ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse connecting to this energy in the Tanakh. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Israel untati v'shatam ta'atal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto pa'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me. Me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. He zayo ala da la awa he he a. Yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo ala wa wa pe he la. Mu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Mu ta he he a a yo le ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he pe ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ka wa wa la he o la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta we. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be he a a me. Me be shi ala yo he anu a ka me ta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he te ta a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa yo da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da me be he me ka ho a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day who left the eighth day of Kislev. Rabbi Avraham HaKohen Yitzhaki, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yehuda Kovo, Rabbi Yitzhak Navon, Rabbi Moshe Shapira of Slavita, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak of Tunis, Rabbi Aaron Twersky, Rabbi Nahum Dov Schneerson, Rabbi Avraham Mordechai of Kamarna, Rabbi Pinchas David Horowitz, he was known as the Bostoner Rebbe, Rabbi David Borenstein of Shochetko, Rabbi Eliezer Gildzaller, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoch we say in a whisper. We're now going to say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, followed by the Kaddish. This is in case any of us have not yet the Shema yet this evening. And the Kaddish is an elevator to elevate us to a higher level as we go into the actual class, which is a Zohar class tonight. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Itkadal, itkadashemei rabbah. And we all say Amen. Be'alma divra kirute v'yamlich balchute. V'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chayedikol beit Yisrael b'agala uvizman kariv. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit ba'ar v'yit romam v'yit nase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemeiru kusha le'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'naecha meta v'amiran v'yalma Yesh lama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Ose shalom b'imro malhu yase shalom Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen. So tonight's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That's on the first row of the matrix on the right-hand column. When you open that up, scroll down to Parashat Vayetse. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Section 8. And we will begin at verse 45. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabri Fu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Erkimu Hilu Hilu Erkimu Leachta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Be Yehuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh. Verse 45. Did Kura Ihu Bechalma Bealma Dinukva Umehai Lehai Kashita Dargin Nahata Nivua Bimina Ubisma La Bechalma Besma La Behemad beats Parsha. Lekama dargin letata begin kach helma ihu bekol alma. Avokifum dargeya akechame. Kifum barnash. Ake nargeya nivua lait pashta elabiat reya. The translation. He asks, what is the difference between a prophecy and a dream? Number one, a prophecy is part of the world of the male, and a dream is part of the world of the female, the nukva of Zeranpin. Between them are six grades, as prophecy is part of Netzach and Hod of Zeranpin, and dream is part of Hod of the nukva. Between them is Yesod of Zeranpin, and Chesed Geburah Tiferet Netzach and Hod of the nukva, which constitutes six grades. Number two, a prophecy is in right and left. That is Netzach and Hod. And dream is in the left, namely in Hod. And number three, a dream emanates downward a few grades to the angel Gabriel, from whom men receive the illumination of dreams. Therefore, dreams abide everywhere in the world, even outside Israel. Nevertheless, a man sees according to his grade, and according to the man, so is his grade. This means that it is not the same for every man, but prophecy does not emanate downward from Malchut of Atzilut, but shines where it is, in the Nukva, the place of Zeranpin, which is the secret of the land of Israel, and the prophets that are inspired from it. My commentary. To a student of Kabbalah, this pasuk with Rabbi Ashlag's comments can be pondered and comprehended. It does take contemplation. Verse 46. Tachatze makiti vayichalom vehine selam. Mutzav arca verosho magia hashamayim. Hashamayma vehine malake Elohim olam olim. Vayirdim bo patach v'yamar haya haya devar Hashem el Hezkel ben buzi malake Elohim olim vayirdim bo patach v'yamar haya haya devar Hashem el Hezkel ben buzi. Hakohen bi'eretz kazdim Mahar Kavar Utvati Alav Sham Yad Hashem Haya Hayanuru Al Shata Haitadit Spirit Al Galuta Begindishkinta Mechatat Behold Israel Begaluta Vechama Haita Teitzerich Al Galuta Begindishkinta Mechatat Behold Israel Begaluta Vechama Yehezkel Madhama lefum shata Ve'af al gav tila Ichazei hahu atar Lahai begine Kachaya haya Mai haya haya Ela haya leila haya Letata diktiv selam mutsam arta Berosho magia ashamayma Natelela with nateletata Haya, haya, hadleela V'chad l'tata The translation. Come and see. It is written, and he dreamed, and behold, the ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of Elohim ascending and descending on it. He opened the discussion with the verse, the word of Hashem came, Hayo Haya, to Ezekiel, the son of Buzi in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kabar, and the hand of Hashem was there upon it. The hand of Hashem was there upon him. The words Hayo Haya, literally being was, indicate that this prophecy was specific to that time, for it was needed to strengthen those in exile, in order to let them know the Shekhinah had gone into exile with them. Therefore, Ezekiel saw what he saw, which applied to that time only. And although the place was not worthy of it, for places outside Israel are not worthy of prophecy. The scripture reads Hayo Haya, which means that there is something new here. That prophecy lives outside Israel. He asks, why does the scripture say twice Hayo Haya? And he answers, one is above in Zeranpin and one is below in the Nukva. As it is written, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, which means that it receives the light of Chasadim, above in heaven, Zeranpin, and receives below from the Nukva called earth, the light of Chokmah. So in Hayo Haya, one means the being of Chasadim above, and the other means the being of Chokmah below. My commentary. We learn a number of spiritual laws in this pasuk. One, prophecy generally only occurs to people in the land of Israel. Two, even spiritual natural laws can be changed, like when a miracle happens in our physical world. And three, prophecy can apply to each person in each generation, or it can be meant to apply to a specific person or a specific generation. Pasuk 47. Kachatze hai sulam bitre almin itzata be'ela witata be'eretz kashdim al hago al nachar kavar be'eretz kashdim batar d'galuta sharya be'ya Be'akada ad nachar kevar hamay nahar kamar ela dachawa kevar mekadmat dina dishkin ta sharya alo piti v'nachar yotzite meden lashkot Et hagan v'gomar v'dahu diktiv Nacharachad me'edan nachar Nacharachad me'inun arba necharinu kin disharya alo Mikadma dina wachawalo kavar shirya beya hashta veitkale leya lecheskel. The translation. Come and see. This ladder was strengthened by two worlds, above in Zeranpin and below in the Nukva. Thus, in the land of Chaldeans by the river Kfar, the land of Chaldeans is the place of exile, namely the land outside Israel. Nevertheless, it is by the river Kvar. What is the river Kvar? It means that she was already completely. She was already, the word kavar, she was already there. The Shekhinah dwelt upon it before that, as it is written, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. The river being the secret of Bina, and the river kavar is one of the four rivers that flowed from the river that began in Eden, the river of the Euphrates in Babylon. Because it dwelt upon him before and was upon him already. Now, for it dwells upon it and was revealed to Ezekiel. My commentary. The Pasuk is explaining code words. It is also revealing an aspect of Bina, which is usually concealed. That aspect of Zbina, understanding, is supported by the active strength of the word El, which is a name associated with Chachma, with wisdom. Verse 48. Tachatze v'yachalom v'ki Yaakov tachad isha deihu shalema ma de'avahan bechelma itkazle alo vatar tachad isha lachama ela bechelma Ela Yaakov behahu zina lahawa nasir yitzhak hawa kayam v'itema v'halvatar v'itnasev kativ yere b'chalom ha Tamanatar garem vaitakawa kayam vialda kirti beahalom. The translation, come and see, and he dreams. He asks, how could it be that to holy Jacob, the chosen of the patriarchs, Hashem was revealed in a dream? And in such a sacred place, Bethel, which is part of Israel, a place worthy of the dwelling of the Shekhinah, he saw Hashem only in a dream? And he answers, Jacob was not yet married and was therefore incomplete in his body. Also, Isaac was still alive and the time of his ascendancy had not yet arrived. Therefore, it is written that he dreamed and not that he saw a vision while awake. You may wonder why, after he was married, this problem. It is written, I saw in a dream. This was because he was outside Israel in Padan Aram, and Isaac was yet alive. Therefore, it is written that he dreamed. My commentary. There are additional spiritual laws expressed in this pasuk. In order to be a prophet, someone must be married, and also in the land of Israel, and also a leader. This is the meaning of Isaac still being alive. I discuss if someone can still be overruled, he cannot be a leader of the spiritual world. Pasuk 49. Uvatar diata leara kadisha im shiftim. Ishtelem v'chon akeret habayit v'yam v'em habanim shemecha k'ti v'yera Elohim el Yaakov v'gomer u'kti v'yomer Elohim Yisrael v'mirot Alayla akaketi be'achalom tehamidarga acharayla ahawo. The translation. Afterwards, when he came to the Holy Land with the tribes and the barren women, was perfected with them, and be a joyful mother of children, and he was now whole with his spouse and was in the land of Israel. It is written, and Elohim appeared to Jacob. And Elohim spoke to Israel in the vision of the night. No dream was mentioned either. No dream was mentioned here because he was of another superior grade, worthy of beholding a vision while awake. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear. It is important to realize the difference between a dream and a vision of the night. It is necessary to ask, why is it called a vision of the night? Why is the additional word night utilized? Pasuk 50. Tachatzekel ma'ihu ayin yud digavriel dehu Tata Didarga Shatin Tita Amingua Mare Ayada Dehahu Darga Vahi Ohaya Deshalta Baleya Vite Ma Hakiti Gibrael Gabriel Habel Halas Et Hamira Hamare Hakehu Vadai Demare Milo Sveti Min Tiyatir Uchel Ma Paresha Yati Ra Ufaresh Sveti Min Demare Yad Hit Pakad Gabriel Tifresh Tifaresh Milo Demare Dehu Shatim Yatir. The translation. Come and see. A dream comes from Gabriel, and a dream is six grades lower than a prophecy. This means that Gabriel receives the dream from Hod of the Nukva, which is the sixth grade from prophecy, and people receive it through Gabriel. A vision is received from the grade of the living creature, which rules by night, because vision is the Nukva of Zeranpin in her actual place, about which is said, and she rises also while it is yet night. It is therefore a vision while awake and not a dream. You may contend that it is written and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. The Hebrew word is mareh. And therefore one could conclude that a vision is also received from Gabriel. And he answers, assuredly this is so. But a vision is unclear, and a dream is more precise. Therefore, a dream explains that which is not clear in the vision. Thus, Gabriel, who is in charge of dreams, was chosen to explain the vague words of the vision. My commentary. Only with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary does the pasuk become clear as written. Yet there is a possibility that things actually relate to the dream being less clear than a vision of the night. This is because of the spiritual level that the pictures may not be clearly understood. Pasuk 51. V'yad kiti b'mare v'yera v'yera ma'itama v'gin d'mare. Ihu k'chai mare v'id chaze kol diuk min v'agaveya v'gin e'kach. We amar ach meet the opea. Be'el Shaddai dehu mare deit bechakama. Eat hame de yokna achara begavea. The call to you, Bin Elaim Beya, Ichazun. The translation. Therefore, it is written in the vision, Mareh, which is derived from the same root as, and he looked, Vayera. And I saw Vayera. The reason is that the mirror is like a mirror, Hebrew mare, a polished glass, in which all the shapes in front of it are seen. Therefore, it is written of it, and I appeared Vayera to Abraham by the name of El Shaddai. For the mirror, the Nukva said, I have shown the image of Hashem by El Shaddai. For this is the mirror in which the images of others and all the shapes of the supernal grades are seen. My commentary. El Shaddai is a name connected to Yesod of Zeranpin. Thus, El Shaddai connects to the mirror that does not shine. This is Malchut that has no light of her own. This is a good place to break our class in two. So we will pick this up at verse 52 another time. Shalom to all, unless there are some questions. I'm going to unmute the phone now.
Shalom.
Yeah. Are there any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful Shabbat. I remind you that there'll be a short class tomorrow morning for a particular Psalm, I believe it is 41. Shalom. Be well.